Back on WAER, Syracuse Sports Night, Eric Duick and Zach Maul with you until 8. Now joined by Brent Axe of Syracuse.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Brent Axe Media. Brent, Scott Schaefer came out and said today that the players have a good idea of who the starting quarterback might be. Do you think the team could really keep this internal?
I'm not sure they can, Eric. I mean, one way or the other, I think it's going to get out. I mean, you know, Schaefer, as you said, intimated today that the team knows the direction we're going in. So, you know, how do you keep 80-plus football players quiet? Nobody's going to put their name on it, of course. But I certainly think by the time we kick off, and a week from today, by the way, you know, Syracuse will be on the field kind of as we speak here. By the time that game kicks off at 3:30 next Saturday, we're going to know who the quarterback is, and I think it's going to be Drew Allen. I think all signs are pointing that way, and I'd be pretty surprised if it wasn't him.
You were on with me a little while ago, and you actually thought at that time it would be Terrell Hunt, as did your colleague Michael Cohen. So what prompted that change for you?
Just watching him in practice, just seeing the arm strength, seeing the command he has, and the limited time we get to watch practice, it's not like we get to see much. But, you know, in the scrimmages we saw, they were pretty even in terms of, you know, passing percentage and what they got out of their receivers. I just think that, you know, George McDonald realizes that, you know, you can't waste this kid's talent. You got to put him out there. That being said, I definitely think we're going to see Terrell Hunt on the field in some capacity. Just, you know, to utilize his talent, number one. And number two, you know, I think they've got an eye on the future here, and this kid has worked really hard. He came out of spring as the starter, and it kind of reminds you of Ryan Nassib back in 2009. He wasn't quite ready for the job, but he was the guy there, and they brought in somebody to kind of bridge that gap, and Drew Allen's going to provide that for Syracuse now. So Allen's going to get in there for sure, and it looks like he's going to start, but I'd be very surprised if Terrell Hunt didn't see the field in some capacity. And then Scott Schaefer threw another log on the fire today when he was asked about Ashton Broyles, and that Broyles is still taking some snaps at quarterback and has been throwing the ball around a little bit. So, man, we're seeing some multiple options for this offense, and even Schaefer told us today, don't rule out that Wildcat being thrown out there. And I don't know if he's just saying that just to give Penn State something else to think about, or if they really like Broyles still in some capacity, you know, getting behind center.
With this particular team, how effective could a dual quarterback system or package be?
I think it depends on how you work it, Zach. I think that, you know, situationally you have to, you know, and they want to run an up-tempo offense. I don't know if it's going to be quite as quick as what we saw with Doug Marrone and Nathaniel Hackett a year ago, but I think it's a judgment call. I think Hunt would be a great red zone option, but, you know, when you're in a situation where you got to throw the ball deep, he can't do it. He's just not somebody that can gun it down the field on a big play. And, you know, I think we kind of overthink these things. You know, people will say, well, if Drew Allen's on the field, they know he's somebody that, you know, they're going to know what's coming because he can throw the ball deep. And it's like, well, you know, yeah, and what's your point? You know, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, when Johnny Manziel's on the field, I know what he's going to do, but you got to try and stop it. I think we kind of, you know, leave that out of the discussion a little bit too much. So, it's a situational thing. I hope they don't rotate. I think that doesn't work, you know, when you just put one quarterback in one series and rotate him in the other. I think you got to massage it the right way. And look, if Drew Allen comes out there and he's red hot, then Hunt doesn't have to see the field. I think you got to, it's a judgment call as the game goes along.
Joined by Brent Axe of Syracuse.com. Syracuse and Penn State set to kick off a week from today, August 31st at MetLife Stadium. Brent, what was your reaction to Syracuse closing practice this week?
I think it was a fair thing for Scott Schaefer to do. It's something Doug Marrone's done in the past. I think the reasoning given of the, you know, we don't want to influence betting lines was a mistake to put that out there publicly. I think that's something he could have left out of the conversation if they had simply said, you know what, we've had some injuries reported and we don't want anything getting out for Penn State to learn. That's fine, and that's well within his right to do it. It's not like we get to see much anyway in the 45 minutes they did allow us to watch practice. Eric, you've been there, you've seen it. It's, you know, it's some drills and it's not anything of note. I mean, we did see that 2-minute drill scrimmage thing that they kind of do where, you know, we would kind of judge who was getting along with the ones there. And the big thing you get out of it is what they want to shut down, and that's injury information. You know, who's not practicing, who's riding the bike on the side. You know, Keon Lynn's been doing that a lot. So they just don't want to give Penn State any advantage. And I could see that. I think it's football coaches being a little too paranoid. I think Penn State's going to prepare for you one way or the other. But I can see the gamesmanship that Schaefer's putting out there for it.
How much of an advantage is it for Syracuse to close off that practice as they prepare for Penn State?
I don't know how much of an advantage it is, really, because they don't – if you're looking at the quarterback situation, they don't have much film on either guy. I mean, you can go back and look at Drew Allen and mop up time with Oklahoma, but it's a completely different thing that he'll be doing here. There's not a lot of film on Hunt, period. Penn State knows that Syracuse is loaded at running back. They know that the wide receiver situation is up in the air, but there's plenty of film on Jared West from last year. You know, Kabina and Fleming and some of these other guys, obviously a little more obscure. They know what they're going to bring defensively. I think they know that Syracuse has some trouble in terms of, you know, pass rush, and there's no big guys there. The one advantage you could have there is scheme. Now, Chuck Bull is very similar to Scott Schaefer, but, you know, it's all on who can make adjustments quicker and who can get comfortable the fastest in that game, and who comes out and kind of takes command in the first half and settles in quickest. So I think there is some advantage to it with whatever wrinkles you're going to throw out there, but, you know, I really don't think it gives you that big of an advantage because, you know, once you get out there and play, I think by the time the middle of the second quarter, early third quarter comes along, you know, we pretty much know who's settling in and who's going to, you know, kind of be on the way to winning that game unless you, you know, George McDonald, who knows, maybe he'll have some tricks up his sleeve for the fourth quarter if Syracuse can settle in and keep it competitive. But, you know, I think it's kind of overrated, to be honest with you, Zach. I don't know really how much advantage you gain.
Would you have closed practice?
Would I have closed practice? Probably, because that's what football coaches do. You know, it's you know, and you know what it is good for is chemistry. You know, Doug Marrone did this last year, and it just, you know, put aside all outside distractions. Now, that being said, Scott Schaefer's still talking to the media three times a week, and the players are still going to talk to the media this week. But, you know, if they think it builds chemistry in my players' minds, if they think it gives them an advantage, then I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, have whatever advantage I can have over Penn State a week from today.
Scott Schaefer has yet to name a starting quarterback for Syracuse. Eric Duick and Zach Maul joined by Brent Axe of Syracuse.com. Brent, what's your prediction for Syracuse and Penn State this weekend, and then really your outlook for Syracuse this season?
You know, I think Syracuse could beat Penn State. That first game is always, you know, as we were just kind of talking about, it could be an advantage. And I think when you got both teams trying to figure out what the quarterback situation is, well, who's got the better running game? And I think that's Syracuse. I think that Jerome Smith and Prince Tyson Gully, and if they can get George Morris out there as well, you know, Ashton Boyle's a big X factor. You know, quite literally, he's, you know, in that H-back position. And, you know, he's somebody that I think that Penn State can prepare for. We'll have film on, but, you know, they don't really know what this H-back role is going to be for him. So I think Syracuse is going to take advantage of that. I think that the team that runs the ball and is more physical on defense is going to win this thing. And, you know, Penn State's got some great tight ends that Syracuse is going to have to contain, but I think they have the linebackers and the speed to do that. Interestingly enough, their linebacker situation's up in the air. They have a fifth-year senior, and Mike Cole is a great player, but, you know, they've got a couple other guys that are settling in there. And, you know, Syracuse has an aggressive, in-your-face, attacking defensive scheme, which is bad news for whatever new quarterback's out there. So I think they're going to go out there. I think Syracuse, you know, I mean, I reserve the right to change my opinion if something happens during the week, but right now I'm thinking kind of like a 24-20 type of game. I think it will be a close game. Early on, I think Syracuse is just going to ride that power running game and a tough-nosed, or I should say hard-nosed defense. This is Scott Schaefer we're talking about, to a close win. Outlook for the season, you know, I think it's important that they beat Penn State or Northwestern, and I think Penn State's the more likely of the two that they could beat. I think it's important to start 3-1 because, you know, you're going to lose to Florida State and Clemson. There's always that one game a year that nothing goes right and they're just going to lose that they probably shouldn't. So that leaves the rest of the ACC. And, you know, Eric, there's nobody in that ACC outside of Clemson and Florida State that scares me, that I think Syracuse is in trouble against. So if they hold their own and can win a few of those games they're supposed to and avoid some pitfalls, and obviously injuries and everything is a factor, but I see no reason why this team cannot win 6 or 7 games this year. My official season prediction comes out on Syracuse.com on Monday, so look for that. But I see no reason why they can't either stay on pace or, if not, improve a game or two over last year.
with Brent Dax on WAER-FM 88.3 on your radio dial. Brent, Syracuse and Penn State set to play in a week, but Syracuse basketball not playing a real game for months, already warming up, though, in Canada. Zach and I, big disagreement. Are you for or against this trip?
I'm all for it. I think it's a great thing because you got a young backcourt that's got to come together, and that team they played, Carleton, on Friday night, you're talking about, you know, that's as good as it's going to get in exhibition basketball. That's a three-time Canadian defending champion. I mean, some of these scrubs that come in an exhibition basketball, it doesn't get you ready for the season. And, yes, I know the Lemoyne game from a few years ago, but Syracuse played man-to-man that whole game, and we've never seen that since. I think it's a great thing. If you've got the opportunity to get these guys together in August and get a jump start on the season, why wouldn't you do it?
Brent, as always, thanks for the time, and have a great weekend.
Gentlemen, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.